Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Let's get right into it. A little bit later, we're going to get into some fun ones. 15 strange things everyone did as a child, but no one told anybody. We also got to talk about what fridgescaping is. We'll get into that a little bit later, find out what that one is. And, of course, we want to dive into entertainment news. And we kick things off with Indiana Jones himself, Harrison Ford.
Okay.
Hey.
In the upcoming Captain America movie, Brave New World, Harrison Ford plays General Thunderbolt Ross, but the character ultimately turns into the Red Hulk, which means Ford had to do motion capture work at something he has not done a lot of.
Wow.
At Comic-Con, a reporter asked him what it took to do it, and he said, quote, "It took not caring." "It took being an idiot for money, which I've done before." Then he added, "I don't mean to disparage it. I'm just saying you have to do certain things that normally your mother would not want you to do, or your acting coach if you had one. But it's fun, and I enjoyed it. I had a great time."
Nice.
You get you usually get some class with this Harrison Ford, this older Harrison Ford, but that is the Harrison Ford that we have all gotten. Mm-hmm. Harrison Ford has never claimed to be a thespian. He has never claimed to be anything other than a carpenter who can act. And yep. I love that about him. I love it about him so much. Mm-hmm. As serious as I take this stuff, I love how unserious he takes it. I really, really do. I really respect it.
Now he's in his 80s, you know, and he just say whatever he wants, you know. When you get to a certain age, go for it.
And not for nothing, if anybody cares or pays attention to these things, when we were kids, there was no bigger box office star than Harrison Ford.
I'm telling you.
The Indiana Jones movies, the Star Wars movies, a little bit later on, the Jack Ryan series with the Patriot games and all that. Easily the biggest box office star in the world. Tom Cruise, Will Smith have come close and kind of surpassed him in some ways. But look who's still coming.
He's still going.
Harrison Ford got into the Marvel Universe, baby.
I'm telling you.
Oh, that could add to those numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the idea of Harrison Ford being the biggest box office star of all time. A guy who... He could be doing this, and he could be making furniture, and he'd be just as happy.
That's right. That's right.
That's pretty darn cool. Yeah. It's very similar in sports to Nikola Jokic right now, mm-hmm. who is arguably the greatest player in the NBA, but he would rather be with his horses.
Yeah.
He really doesn't care. Really doesn't care.
He's not like a passion for basketball, right?
Like a leg goes or something like that happens to him and his career ends, he'll be okay.
He'll be fine.
I love that. I think that as much as I love the athlete or the actor or the creative that puts everything they have into it and all that, I think we need a little of this too, in life.
He's a total professional, though. I mean, you know, he's always right there, ready to go.
Look at what's new on your small screen this weekend. The Olympics. Moving on. No. Friday,
need
Saturday, and Sunday. 6 o'clock on Peacock Olympic Highlights with Kevin Hart and Kenan Thompson. On 7 o'clock on NBC, the primetime Olympic coverage, with David's just doing a great job of giving you a synopsis of the day.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday on Netflix, Rebel Moon, Chapter 1, Chalice of Blood, and the Chapter 2. These are the R-rated director's cut versions because the first two versions weren't bad enough, apparently. they were bad. They were bad. Those movies were hours I cannot get back.
That's Zack Snyder, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm a big Zack Snyder. I'm a fan of his to a degree.
But he gets nothing but director's cuts, by the way.
Yes.
Because apparently it's ruined in the editing.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Yeah. I also don't appreciate any director that cannot take some accountability. And it does seem like he is one of those directors that always blames everybody else but himself.
Yeah.
On Netflix, Saving Bikini Bottom and the Sandy Cheeks movie. a SpongeBob movie, is that?
Yeah.
Primetime Olympic coverage continues on Saturday at 7 with the Primetime Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have that. You'll also have Miss USA 2024 on Sunday on CW at 7 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
That is there. So that
it's still doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's see, new in theaters this weekend. Nothing too big. You're going to see a couple of movies. I believe that they're both wide releases. I just don't know how well they're going to do in the box office. Mm-hmm. M. Night Shyamalan's new movie, Trapped, rated PG-13, starring Josh Hartnett. You've got a couple of other good actors in there as well. This one, the plot looks interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The plot does look interesting, where this guy, Josh Hartnett, takes his daughter to a boy band concert or something like that, and it looks all fun and everything. And then all of a sudden, they kind of announce over the speaker system, or somehow this guy finds out that they're actually locking the doors because they found out a serial killer they've been trying to track is at the concert.
Gotcha.
And then you find out Josh Hartnett's the serial killer.
Oh, wow.
And they give you all this in the trailer. I'm not spoiling anything. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it's an interesting plot. I don't know if it's going to be good or not. Josh Hartnett has very much impressed me as he's moved on as an actor.
Right.
Speaking of Harrison Ford, he did a movie with Harrison Ford back in the day, and Harrison Ford woke him up. Like, woke him up. And you can tell he has worked very hard at the craft since then. He has approached the game very differently, and I really admire that about him.
Mm-hmm.
And new in theaters for the kids, Harold and the Purple Crayon, rated PG. it stars what the movie every kid's movie does, Zachary Levi.
He's making a career out of it.
Power to him.
Yeah,
more
exactly.
To him. It's an adaptation of the classic 1955 children's book. Zooey Deschanel is also in this. Alfred Molina and the great Jermaine Clement are all in this. So it looks like a fun movie.
I saw that. If you've seen the trailer for it, it's basically the plot is that the young Harold from the book with his magic purple crayon grows up and then decides to enter the real world with where his purple crayon still works, by the way. It looks interesting. It looks like a fun little movie.
I really love that we can make a lot of these movies and make them more real now with the mm-hmm. special effects and the different things we mm-hmm. have. And a little bit later today, Seth and I are going to be talking with a couple of members from CWAC about their wonderful production of the William Shakespeare's The Merry Wives of Windsor.
Yeah.
This is coming up August 15th through the 18th. You can get your tickets at CWAC.org. Mm-hmm. Be sure to take this one in. We're looking forward to talking with Susan and Amber a little bit later.
Yes,
that's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun.
And I would say Susan is kind of like our resident Shakespeare expert.
She sure is.
As far as directors go.
Yes, she is.
Well said, Melissa. Yeah. I will second you on that one. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. In fact, I've gone to Susan before with some of the Shakespeare monologues I've had to learn and things, even when she wasn't a part of the production. Mm-hmm. She's got the skill and the background to back all that up.
Yep.
And we always have fun with Amber. Big shout out to Amber, kind of our CWAC connection.
Yes, she is.
Where she's been able to keep us in the loop on a lot of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And support that theater, everybody. We love our friends at CWAC. We yep. want that theater around for a long time, whether it is some of the improv mm-hmm. things that they do over there and those fun nights that they mm-hmm. have, or shows like this. Take them in and find mm-hmm. out more at CWAC.org. That's CWACT.org. CWACT.org. And, of course, you heard this in Melissa's news. You've been hearing us talking about it. It is premiering this weekend. It is premiering tomorrow. It's a Madhouse.
Madhouse.
Mad. Yes. It's mad.
So fun, great, crazy play that these kids have been working really hard on.
Yes.
They're not the only ones working hard. Of course, Steph, the director, and the cast back there. But, Mel, mm-hmm. you've been working hard on this one, too. You've been over there talking to the kids, getting some interviews.
No, I've been having fun. Yeah, the last 2 days I got to go and sit down and have conversations with the young actors that are working really hard on the show and just talk to them about their experience in theater and what they're getting out of it. And for some of these kids that are aging out of mm-hmm. Hobo, you know, because mm-hmm. once they graduate high school and they're 18, then they're done. Mm-hmm. You know, once they turn 19, that's
their
last
year. Real
world
then.
But hearing about how they want to continue with theater in their lives, so many of them talk about it with such, I just want to say, insight and knowledge. Because they're like, you know, I want to keep this in my life, but if I can't make a career out of it, these are my other plans. Or others mm-hmm. have said things like, you know, I love this, but I also want to do this. And mm-hmm. so theater has helped me with these particular Absolutely. Aspects to be able to do this other thing. It's so cool. I cannot wait to debut my show and share these stories with all of our listeners.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And that show is going to be premiering soon. We're looking forward to that. Community Stories with Melissa. Be on the lookout for that on Tuesdays and Thursdays from mm-hmm. 5 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a fun show. We cannot wait. I'm more excited about that than the things I'm even working on. I'm just very excited for you.
We are. We're very happy and excited.
No pressure.
Not at all. Not at all.
You just let us know what you need. That's all. You put us to work, Melissa. That's it. We're very excited about that show. And I do want to take a moment to kind of lean into our weekend lineup and our schedule for today and our weekend lineup. But I do want to thank the audience. You guys have been spreading the word about our new lineup in the afternoons and helping us not only celebrate that, but really get some great calls. We want to send a shout out to all of our advertisers that are currently with us and going to be with us.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our shows are still looking for sponsors. And there are a few things that are going to help you out more than being able to be a part of things at your local radio station. You hear the way we treat our partners, our friends that advertise here. We don't just mention them with something that they're promoting. We mention them all the time.
Right.
Be a part of things here. Give our front desk a call, 424-1300. Pam will put you in touch with Ashley and we'll take good care of you. And just a side note, also be on the lookout. We'll have another Kitchens Open segment for you coming up, and that show could use a sponsor. So be on the lookout for that.
Yes.
Looking at our lineup for today and throughout the weekend, we'll get to that in a little bit later. But why don't we take a second to talk about our weekend lineup here, Seth?
All right.
Because we've got some fun stuff lined up for you this weekend. Of course, it kicks off at 7 with Sunshine Polka Show with Tim Hubbell.
Yes. Brand new one today, or this week,
Yes, looking forward to that. A big thank you to Tim, one of the longest-running shows here at WFHR, one of our favorite shows. We appreciate you, Tim. Afterwards, join Terry Knox Talks Nutrition with Terry Lembron. Our friends at Family Natural Foods bring us that one. Terry is one of the godfathers, if not the godfather, of the supplement industry. Mm-hmm. There are things that we take almost every day Terry brought to the world here, to America here in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
This guy knows his stuff, and he's a fun listen. Be sure to check that out. And 11 to noon, check out Over the Back Fence.
That's me. Mm-hmm. That's right. You've been warned. No. Call in, everyone. I had a good show last week, and I want to keep the calls coming in. I really appreciate it. I get lonely.
Yeah,
I need someone to talk to.
Yeah.
Come on, call in. 424-2600.
Don't let them play music during that segment. Yeah.
Join him 11 noon every Saturday over the back fence. And the more you join him, the more we can keep that show, everybody.
That's right.
We need your listenership to be able to keep that show. On Sundays, we've got a great lineup for you from 5 to 9. It kicks off with Director's Cut. Seth and I do interview local creatives. And as we mentioned earlier, this Sunday, we are going to have Amber and Susan on from CWAC to talk about the Merry Wives of Windsor.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that. Also want to look at from 6 to 8, 6 to, yeah, 6 yeah, to 6 8, to Seth eight. Faces the Music.
Yeah. I got first part of a two-parter this week, which is the first time I've done it, like, back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
I've done sequel shows before, but I've never done a two-parter. I'm doing songs about life, and then I realized there are so many songs about life that I actually really enjoy. I'm like, I can't do one show. I got to do two.
Yeah.
So I got part one of songs about life coming up this week.
Cool. It makes sense, Seth. I mean, that's life.
It is life.
That's life.
So these are all about cereal, right?
You're so funny, Melissa. I also want to remind everyone, too, we got some anniversaries coming up for Seth Faces the Music. We've got my third anniversary, the end of August, for the show. And we are very quickly approaching my 100th episode of Seth Faces the Music. So I got to find out something special to do for that one.
Yeah. Yeah. That's maybe 100. Maybe you focus on the number.
I hope there's enough songs in the world.
I don't think so.
Or songs that have gotten 100 plus likes.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Good one.
Find out.
Be sure to join us for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday, 6 to 8. And then from 8 to 9, Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape playing in your headphones. Give me your request for that show. If it was released from 1990 to 1999, I will play it, no matter the genre. And this Sunday, we're going to redo our soundtracks episode. Had some listeners tell me that they wanted to hear that one again and would like to play that. And so we're going to play that one for you again. We're gonna
another two-parter. Yeah, the second one coming up here soon.
Yeah, part two will be out next weekend, I believe, following weekend. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to that. And I did want to also mention Midday Magazine today will be interrupted because our Rafters are playing too.
That's right.
Hey.
Rafters are yesterday's game getting rained out. So they're going to continue. They're going to be playing that game tonight. So that game will be going on. And just getting into the actual times of this one for everybody.
So start at 4 o'clock.
Yes. I think. Yeah. 4 o'clock. I believe the Rafters game at 4:05.
Okay.
So game one today will be at 4:05. Game two will be at 6:35. So keep mm-hmm. that in mind. That also means that there will be no Midday Magazine today and no Playmakers today. Keep right. those things in mind. Now, we did have two great interviews lined up for today. We're going to do the interviews. We've got Mandy coming in to talk about the Central Wisconsin Car Cruise that is happening Woo. Tomorrow.
Yep.
And we will have Wisconsin State Representative Scott Krugen with us.
Yes.
Scott's mm-hmm. interview will play next week.
Yep.
But this car cruise episode, we really wanted to get this in time sensitive wise.
Right.
And, you know, we just can't predict baseball and, we, mm-hmm. you know, we got to play the Rafters and everything. So I want to send a shout out to Pam and to Seth, the three of us working together last night to find somewhere to put this show. We are going to put it in over the back fence.
Yes. We're going to do that tomorrow morning. So tune in and we will get it because it's happening tomorrow. So we want to make sure that you get all the information if you want to head out. To the car show,
we will put it available for download right away.
Right, put it on the internet right away. Yep.
Yeah, so yeah. you can get that right away and yep. spread the word about that, everybody. And keep in mind, all of our shows are podcasted, and they're there for you to go ahead and throw out there and put mm-hmm. on your social media and yep. everything, and spread these around. Find them at civicmedia.us, and we'll touch on that again before we wrap up the show today.
Indeed,
we'll be back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around, I get around.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Let's go ahead and start the segment the way we like to. Let's take a call. Let's take a call, everybody.
All right.
Good morning. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, James, Seth, and Melissa. I have another entertainment spot for you here. I've been meaning to call and talk to you about this, but remember probably, I don't know, probably about a month ago, if not longer, you had talked about Hot Ones?
Yeah, yeah.
The guy, well, I was kind of surfing, kind of bored, you know, so I surfed on YouTube. They had Hot Ones with Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman on that. And it was awesome.
It was so good. It was so good. Yeah. I've watched a lot of interviews with those two. I've never seen either of them like that before. That show does such a great job of anything your publicist like told you beforehand and how to handle yourself, all out the window. All out the window the moment that stuff hits your tongue. It is a great idea. It actually is a really... I wasn't sold on it at first. It took me a couple episodes to really mm-hmm. get it. And the guy doing the interviews, I always forget his name, but he does such a great job of really like kind of empathizing with the guest. And I like the idea that he doesn't kind of like egg him on or make fun of him or anything. It's more like, yeah, I know what you mean. These are really hot. It adds to the fun of the interview. And really, we need more and more opportunities. And I think this probably doesn't get talked about a lot, but during the actor's strike, a lot of us SAG members talked about this. We need to remind people that we're human. We need to remind people that we are not, just because you see us so big on a big movie screen, we are no different than anybody else. Mm-hmm. There are more and more and more actors and more creatives trying to do that, trying to come across less... I know this is going to sound like a shot. I don't mean it as a shot. But try to come across less like Taylor Swift and more like Harrison Ford. More of that.
Right.
And that's not a shot at Taylor Swift. It's just a big example of it. That. That you need more of those things. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty cool to be able to have a show like that that does it. Is that what you're recommending, man, checking out that particular episode, or just Hot Ones in general?
Well, that episode is awesome. But then it came up. The Will Ferrell one. That was
I haven't seen that one. Oh.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's done it twice. It's a hoot and a half with Will Ferrell. And, I mean, like you said, at first when I was watching, you know, you watched it, and my kids kind of, my oldest one kind of put me onto this. I'm like, oh, another stupid show. That's gonna You know, and actually I get into it, and it's just, you know, he's had some great celebrities on there. I mean, the best one, another one that's probably a good one if you have a chance to look it up, is when he does Shaq.
Yeah, oh gosh.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's, if you get a chance just to look at it, I mean, that is a good show, or a good, I mean, you can kind of call it reality TV type one, you got some good people on there.
Yeah, that's a fun one, man.
That's cool.
Interesting conversations for
sure. Thanks for the recommendation, man. We appreciate you. Safe travels out there, and we'll talk again real soon.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Kevin.
I'm not sure. I know you can catch it. I watch it on YouTube. There might be other places you can catch hot ones. For those that don't know, that's a show where they bring on guests and they eat really hot things while the interviewer asks them questions. it's a fun one. And I think a good way to, if you're at all curious, go ahead and look at all the interviews they have. And there's bound to be one or two people on there that you're curious of seeing.
Right.
And catch one of those. And that might get you to watch a whole bunch of them and everything.
Right, right.
Pretty fun. So we'll get into, when we come back from our news break, this list of things that we did as a kid that we didn't tell anybody we did. that's coming up. And we do want audience participation on that one.
Yeah.
But here's another thing that proves some people just have way too much time on their hands, I think. Has anybody heard of TikTok's fridge-scaping trend?
Oh, jeez. No.
I learned about it this morning. I am not hip. I am not bringing you something that I discovered.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Fridgescaping is like landscaping, but instead your refrigerator. Basically, make it look aesthetically pleasing as possible. How did I say aesthetically fine, but every other word I've messed up
That was
up
good.
Today,
you did a very good happen? Job with
it. I hate my tongue. I hate my tongue. On a basic level, it might just mean organizing everything so it looks good. The term isn't actually new. It dates back to a blog post back in 2011.
Oh, wow.
Back then, it was just about using cute containers and making sure everything had its own place.
Okay.
But in 2024, it has taken on a whole new level.
Oh, dear.
People are literally decorating the inside of their fridge with things like flowers and wicker baskets and tiny picture frames of framed art.
What?
The trend took off.
Space in your fridge for framed art? What is wrong with you?
The trend took off in June after an influencer did a Bridgerton-inspired version and called it Fridgerton.
Oh, dear.
So if you've got nothing better to do and you really hate the Olympics or something, and there's nothing on TV.
I refuse to watch anything. Olympics are on.
Now, I'm not at all going to tell people what to do in their own homes or anything like that. And
especially their own fridges.
Yeah. And while I'll admit, I do think this is a little silly, again, what do I know? Go ahead and do your thing if it makes you happy and everything. But I like the idea of this becoming such a trend that, like, everybody feels like they have to do it. And the single guy that is trying to, like, decorate his fridge, well, like, they just like a lot of us did, like I did. I'm saying this as somebody who did these things. And there's just, like, a movie poster. Like, it's just a movie poster, and that's it. Like, just one little thing.
It's
and
ketchup art.
Yeah,
wall.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, you put an empty beer can with a flower in it. I'm a minimalist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
You know, before you started talking about this, I thought it was like the outside of the fridge. You know, like with magnets, you gotta make it look nice, do like designs with that kind of stuff on your fridge.
Feels like that would make more sense.
Right.
I just want to be able to see everything that's in my fridge. So yeah. I try to organize it in such a way that I can, I don't know, see the stuff in
there. No, I fail.
I just want to not be afraid of my fridge.
that's why you gotta throw away the leftovers you're never gonna eat, James. Well,
there's things in there that talk back.
Yeah, they're alive
there's things like I've tried to throw away, don't touch me. Okay, all right, hey, wow.
Science experiments, not in the fridge.
You said not.
Okay, there's something that I've heard from chefs. Okay, you're never supposed to put anything on your plate when you're serving that you can't eat.
Mm.
Okay, I'm kind of like that with fridges. If you can't, why would you put it in there if you can't eat it? Okay, that's what it's for. All right, I want to put food in there. I don't want to put flowers. I don't want to put like picture frames.
Hey, oh, some flowers are edible.
That's true.
No, that's what's going to happen. Somebody's going to do this, and a significant other, a guy, is going to come over and see those flowers or something in there, and just start. The other significant other is going to come into the room. Are you eating flowers?
They're in the fridge. They're in the fridge. Thought it was a new treat.
Did you put barbecue sauce on those? Did you?
It was in the fridge.
Now, kind of do this when I get fresh herbs. Like if I get some cilantro or parsley, those are usually the two fresh ones I get. I will chop off the bottom, dried off ends and stick them in a glass of water and cover them with plastic because they last a really, really, really long time that way.
There you go.
It's basically a living plant in your fridge.
Wow.
But it does kind of look pretty.
I just made it.
Don't knock it over.
Right.
That's a great hack, by the way, too. I did not know that, Melissa.
Yeah,
that's
pretty good.
Pretty good. It's good to know. Well, we got more good things for you to know coming up in our news break right here. When we come back, we're going to talk about things that aren't in our news break things that we did as kids that we didn't tell anybody about. That's
all
coming
right.
up on The Morning Show with Melissa, Seth, and James. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us. We want your phone calls. 715-424-2600. Get ready to call up and join the conversation with our next topic. Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear from you. And, hey, this is a safe space. You know, we'll just keep it between us. It's all right.
It's cool.
Because the internet could be a weird place, and it's because we're weird. Okay.
Let's be honest about this.
Yeah, let's not blame the internet for what we do as human beings.
Humans' weirdness, yeah.
Go ahead and think of the most normal person in your life. They have some weirdness in them.
Absolutely.
We all do, and the more we embrace that and the more we see we have that in common, the better we will be.
Mm-hmm.
BuzzFeed has a list of things basically every single person experienced during their childhood but never talks about. It's fascinating, but there's also a reason no one talks about some of this stuff, so let's go ahead and talk about it.
Let's do it.
And it doesn't look like it's any particular order, so I'm just going to go right through these. And as we're going along, hopefully we'll take some phone calls and get some of yours in here, and if you two have any that pop to mind,
all right,
feel free to go ahead and jump in and get those in.
All right.
Boogers.
nicely done. Nicely done. I wonder if that's going to show up on the list. I have not pre-read this list. So
I'm going into
this blind as much as you guys. Blowing into a straw while drinking milk to create milk bubbles.
Okay, but that's something we can't talk about. Everybody does that. I still do it as an adult.
Yeah.
Why does that not surprise me?
I will... I will, nicely done. I will say,
Kid's response.
I don't know if this is on the list or not, but I will piggyback off of that and saying, waiting for my brother or sister or my best friend to take a drink of milk so that I can make them laugh and milk can shoot out of their nose.
Spit take.
Yes,
spit
yes.
Spit takes.
Yes.
The most underrated form of comedy, if you ask me, man.
I tried so hard on that one and I succeeded maybe once or twice.
It's hard to do.
You gotta do it with soda, though, because then it's more painful.
No, you gotta be funny. No, that was the catch. I was not funny. That was. When first learning how to swim, having an irrational fear of sharks in the deep end of the pool.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Again, I can't say that I felt that exactly in a pool, but the first time I really got to swim was in Lake Camelot.
Okay.
My papa and everything. And my papa had never done anything like this before, but I'm sitting there, and I'm on the edge of the boat, and he knows that I haven't swam before, but he's reminding me. He's like, Jimmy, so you haven't swam before. You haven't learned this or anything. And I'm like, yeah. And he's laughing about how a kid growing up near Lake Michigan never learned to swim, and floomp. I go into the water. Floomp, he just pops me in there. And I had a vest on and everything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm floating there. And my first thoughts as I'm sitting there floating in the beautiful Lake Camelot is, oh, God, a shark.
I
hope an octopus doesn't grab my leg in Lake Camelot, city boy.
But irrational fears of childhood.
It's true.
Totally normal.
Yeah.
There are no sharks in Lake Camelot.
No.
There are no, as I found out.
But I do have to say.
Possible lake monster, but no.
Swimming in a lake versus a pool, very different and totally understandable to not, you know, to worry about what's down there on the bottom.
Oh, yes. Mucky bottom.
Yes.
Drawing a sun in the top corner of a piece of paper. Why would you not tell people that? Why would you?
What does it
mean? Now, if you were
talk about it anyway.
Yeah, I
remember everyone doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so in a notebook, you know, you have those three holes on the left to put
That's
them in
true.
A three-ring binder.
Yep.
I always drew bugs on those.
Nice.
See?
Like you do the head the body is the open spot, and
then the legs
on the bottom.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I used to make stick figures off of them. That was the head, and the rest you'd put the body on. Yeah, I hear you, Melissa. That's good. Awesome. Yeah,
obviously not taking notes, but just doodling.
Actually, it has been scientifically proven that if you doodle while you are listening to something, you retain it better.
Wow. Okay. All right.
That's news. I didn't know that. Sort of believe that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Believing that gum would stay in your stomach for 7 years.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yes. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
100%. Well done, moms.
That and
moms.
You're going to grow a watermelon if you swallow the seeds.
Oh, yeah. That you're going to keep that look on your face if you
get a freeze.
You keep
get
making
a freeze.
That face.
If the wind changes, it'll stay that way.
Yep.
Ooh, I like that. I like the wind changes that's part. That's one. Nice. Wow, I hadn't heard that one before.
That's a lot stricter than what I grew up with. That is a lot. Playing with a foam ball, and then you've got to see if you can bite it.
You've got to bite it.
Yeah.
Tastes terrible, by the way.
Something I'm not seeing on this list, putting everything in our mouths. Everything.
We do that a lot longer than you'd think. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're a baby, I get that. You know, you're exploring and everything like that. But then you're like 6, 7, 8, you're still doing it.
I maintain that there is nothing more that pulls at your heart more, that is not more sweet but also funny at the same time, and something maybe we shouldn't laugh at but we do, when a baby is still not got that down and they're trying to put things in their mouth. And they're trying so hard. Whatever it is, they're trying so, and they keep missing. And they keep missing. Yes. And you're not supposed to laugh, but it's kind of funny.
Oh, man, it's hilarious.
But as an adult, how many of us haven't used our mouth to hold something?
Oh, yeah.
When our hands were full.
Mm-hmm.
We're still putting stuff in our mouth.
It's true.
Almost once an hour, I do that. Yeah.
A pen, yeah. You know, absolutely. Maybe at the end of a pen.
At the least a pen.
Yep.
Pinching.
Again, helping our immune system.
Get those germs in there.
Pinching their finger or their lips in a hair clip for no reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, yeah.
I can see that.
Oh, yeah. Get the old clip loop. Because it looks
or
funny.
Like how many times you can wrap a rubber band around your finger.
As your finger turns purple. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stabbing an eraser with your pencil, leaving little graphite holes in those pink erasers. Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Until you realize that erasers are kind of necessary and important and good to have.
Yeah. Here you go, Melissa. Freaking out after swallowing a seed like an apple or a watermelon. Yep, there you go. Yeah,
Told you.
Watching, quote, your raindrop try to win the race as it streaks down the windshield
window.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember doing that. That was fun. Yeah. It was even better in the car.
Yeah.
Because then you would go up, you know, like in the windshield. Oh, there it goes. Mine's winning.
Having a bodyboard slip out from underneath you while swimming and having it uppercut you in the face.
Yep.
Yes, that hurts so bad.
I was talking about this last week. We've got these great new sound protectors.
Yes.
They help with S's and Z's with, and some
with
of these
your plosives.
Yeah, if you pop your P's like I do sometimes and everything. Shout out to Civic and Chuck getting us these. We're great. They're still taking a little getting used to. And I talk with my hands. I had Terry, and of all the people to do this in front of, the worst one, I do this in front of Terry where I'm talking, and we're in the middle of a segment, and I hit this thing and it smacks me right in the right eye, and I can't see it blurs my contact. I'm just sitting there.
She'll never let you forget it.
I guarantee you there are times I look over at her and she's laughing and I know that's what she's thinking of. I know it is. Pretend to, quote, smoke when it's cold outside and you can see your breath.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I still do that. How you tell how cold it is.
Yep. Taking a magnet and trying to force two same poles together, like you try to take the two magnets together. Yeah. Now this one's out of my wheelhouse. Sitting in church and looking up at the massive light fixtures and trying to figure out if they would fall and hurt you or something.
Wow. Okay, that's very specific.
Very specific.
I don't remember ever doing that. Mm. I remember doing other things, you know, in church, just kind of wandering around looking at. Yeah.
that I grew up in, for those who haven't met me in person, I have a gap between my front teeth, and the church I grew up in, we always sat in the same pew, and where I sat, there is two tooth mark grooves in the back of the
bench. Wow. That's awesome. That's awesome. Melissa.
More mouth things.
Yeah.
I love it.
I chewed on a pew.
Chew on the pew.
I that's fantastic.
Prayers were really long. I'm sorry.
I believe
you. Bored.
I got an honorable mention, pretending to be asleep. pretending to be asleep when a parent comes in or something like that.
Yeah. Yep.
You think you are Gregory Peck. You think you are the world's greatest actor or something, and you are just pulling this off, and no parent has ever been fooled by it. I don't believe they have. I don't believe so. We think they have, but they don't think they actually.
So I got one. And I'm probably the only one who ever did this. And so when you're sitting in class and you're bored, you got your pencil there, okay? So what I would do is take the tip of the graphite was, the tip of the pencil, and I would put it between like my front teeth, and I would spin it. So I would wear a groove into it, so I would have like a little ball on the end of my pencil. And I would write and see how long it would last before it broke off.
That's awesome.
Wow. So weird, though. I'm like, why would I do that? Yeah. So I'd have graphite in my mouth, you know?
So good.
Good thing it wasn't lead anymore.
No, I know.
how many of us tried to see how long we could use a pencil? Like, even there's not even like a nub.
Little tiny
there's
nub
no
on there.
Reason little to do
tiny
this.
Bit. You've lost your eraser forever ago.
Yeah, because you chewed it off.
You got perfectly good pencils right there, but you refused. Just got to see if you can get a little bit more out of this one.
Or you can't
fit into the sharpener.
Exactly,
anymore.
That's what I was going to say. Yes, I can't sharpen it.
Speaking of the sharpener, how many people tried to see how quickly they could sharpen a pencil? Like how quickly? I remember doing that. I remember doing that one.
You had to have a good quality sharpener to be able to do that, though.
Yes,
As time went on, and they got cheaper and cheaper, they were made out of plastic. I mean, you got to have a good old metal.
The old metal ones.
Screwed into a desk or the wall.
Did you guys have the
solid?
The different sized ones too, depending on how big your pencil
spin
was.
The front.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those are fancy. Those are fancy.
The fancy pencil sharpeners.
I also love the idea of so much of this involving the mouth. Like
exactly.
So many of these things. We
so much.
We really do never grow beyond that.
No, I don't think so.
We really don't.
How many of us made spit bubbles?
Smells, we're a little bit better about this as we get older. But you smell something and you've got to track it down. You become Columbo,
point it out.
Yes, that too. Yeah.
What is ones. That smell?
We'll keep this topic going. You think of anything out there, feel free to call up and let us know, everybody. For now, we're going to get to our final timeout of the show. We'll get to hang out with our partners a little bit here, and we'll be back with more show on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here to get you ready for your weekend and the rest of your day. You ain't got to go home, but you can't stay here. We're closing up, everybody,
for the week.
A fun week. It's been a great week. Thank you so much to all of you out there, those that joined us, and those that spread the word about the show. We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We wrap up with a That Ain't Right story. We'll get to our schedule and some good stories of the day. If you have spaghetti phobia, your morning commute could become even more of a minefield.
Mm.
Last week, there was a story about road rage where a woman threw spaghetti at another car, which was being driven by a pregnant woman.
Oh, dear.
You just can't make this stuff up.
Oh, weird.
A 46-year-old man in Florida named Nolan Goins got in a road rage incident last Thursday over glaring headlights. And according to the police report, Nolan was so upset he threw pasta and sauce from the passenger seat of his vehicle, striking another vehicle through his open window. The pasta hit the victim in the arm, leg, and torso. Nolan also got the spaghetti on himself. Neither man was seriously injured. Nolan was charged with misdemeanor battery and booked into county jail. He is not an Italian chef. He's he's a painting contractor whose rap sheet has quite a bit on it.
Oh dear.
Yeah. That ain't right.
That ain't right.
We were talking earlier about this. This is not a privilege. It's not a birthright. It's a privilege.
Mm-hmm.
It just can't have this stuff.
Can't do it.
Not the worst part of this, but right there in this list, top five bad things about this. How dare you waste good spaghetti? How dare you?
Oh, yeah.
That ain't right.
How awful are you? Oh. Man.
Oh, hurts. That hurts. We need a palate cleanser. Let's go ahead and take a look. And we talked a little bit about our schedule earlier today. Things a little bit of abbreviated.
Mm-hmm.
We had, kind of pull a bit of an improv here and everything with our afternoon lineup. Of course, you've got everything going the way it usually does after us, Matt and Air on Air. Be sure to check that out. The Todd Alba Show, Melissa, that is also on after Matt and Air on Air. Be sure to join that for noon to 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Maggie Dawn Show from 2 to 4. Be sure to join us for that. But actually might be interrupted a little bit.
Towards the end, yeah.
Because we got Rafter Baseball kicking off at 4:05 today. That is game one of this doubleheader. And game two will be presumably about 6:35.
About normal time, yeah. Seven-inning games, I believe. Yeah.
That means we will not have Midday Magazine or Playmakers for you this afternoon. But we do have our guests still coming in, and that's great because we're going to have Mandy in to talk about the Central Wisconsin Car Cruise that is going on tomorrow. That'll be playing during Over the Back Fence tomorrow.
That's right. We'll make sure we get it in there over the airwaves.
Once we get Maggie in here and get the interview done, we will get it on the podcast right away. So we encourage you to spread word about this and pick up the podcast at civicmedia.us and spread it on your social media, everybody. Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
We will also have Representative Scott Krugen with us. That interview will be featured next week.
All right.
A big thank you to Scott for joining us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Rafter Baseball on your radio dial throughout the weekend. Saturday and Sunday, the boys of summer will be in Green Bay, take on the Rockers. 2:50 start time on Saturday, 12:50 start time on Sunday. Boys are back home taking on Minnesota at 6:20 on Monday.
Yeah, we're heading into last week here, everybody. Of the season.
And we've got some really special things going on at the ballpark at Winterfield. Mm-hmm. Today, it's Fay Baseball Card Set Night. Oh, it's maybe my favorite night at the ballpark. I love getting those cards. I usually get them from my dad.
Uh-huh.
You're going to have fireworks on Friday for tonight. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind, local people around there. Monday, mentioned that the Minnesota Mud Puppies are going to be in town. It's also Military Monday. Retired and active military members get in free.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday against the Minnesota as well will be Gambler Johnson presents National Night Out Night from 3 to 6.
Yeah.
It's going to be a special night not only with our Wisconsin Rapids Police Department, but the Stevens Point Police Department. We're going to have some emergency services down there. We're going to be able to give some respect to these people and let them know how much we appreciate them and get an Officer Roscoe bobblehead.
That's right. Woo-hoo. And if you show up for the night out, you get in for free for the game too. So, man,
pretty cool.
Good deal.
And if you attend the National Night Out in Stevens Point, they will transport 50 people to the game for free.
Wow. How cool is that?
That is above and beyond. That that is our workforce out there in our law enforcement workforce. They just go above and beyond. We appreciate them.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, August 7th, taking on the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders, and that'll be Skyward Unsung Hero Appreciation Night, where all teachers will receive a free ticket thanks to M3 Insurance. Nice. Shout out to them. Mm-hmm. And artist Roscoe Bobblehead. That's the one I wanted all year. That's the one I've been on. That's the one. We got to get that one up here. But we do appreciate having our healthcare Roscoe Bobblehead up there. That's pretty cool. Again, you can find out more and get your tickets at northwoodsleague.com. Northwoodsleague.com. You can do that, everybody. Mm-hmm. Also going on today, just a couple of other cool, fun events. We love our friends over in the Rome area. And going on today is Zoozort Petting Zoo at Rome Library.
All right.
Join them from 2 to 3. Children will have the opportunity to interact and learn about animals with special guest Noelle. Noelle has visited the library many times over the years in all of our local libraries. Mm-hmm. Be sure to check that out. That's going to be a lot of fun. And also going on tomorrow in the Rome area, Rally in Rome Food Truck Rally.
Woo!
That's going to be happening. Up North Brewing Company and the Central Wisconsin Food Truck Association is partnering to bring this first ever food truck rally to the town of Rome.
How about that?
Nice.
That sounds
like
fun.
Love food trucks.
Oh, yeah.
Food trucks are so good.
They're the best.
That is going to be great. It's a Madhouse this weekend over at WRCT as their show, It's a Madhouse, premieres tomorrow at 7, and then you'll have a 2 o'clock matinee waiting for you on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got my ticket for Sunday. I'm so excited.
All right. I would recommend people go to their website and make sure that there's tickets available, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a good chance these both sell out. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. These kids shows sell quick.
They do.
If you are interested in going, cannot encourage you enough to get those tickets right now at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. Be sure to do that, everybody. And as long as we're talking about local events, I did want to mention as well, yesterday we had some members of the Mid-State Roller Derby team on with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They got a doubleheader this weekend. Their last events of the season, their last match of the season, I'll say. Both of these taking place at the KB Willett Ice Arena in Stevens Point. Doors will open at 5. First whistle blows at 4:30.
I think they open at 4. Doors open at 4.
Did I say 4? What did I say? 5?
5.
Oh, man. That would be really weird that the doors open at before, the, like, after the
after game starts.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I apologize.
That's all right.
Doors
all
open
good.
At 4. Whistle blows at 4:30.
There we go.
This is going to be an intense competition with some fun and electric atmosphere. All fun for all ages. They're going to have stuff down there for the kids, great concessions, merchandise, a bunch of great stuff going down there. Help them celebrate and support this sport and spread the word about it. It is a lot lot of fun. If you haven't watched roller derby before, man, I'm telling you, you're going to enjoy this. My dad took me to a couple matches as a kid. He was a big fan of it and a big supporter of it. And I encourage others to check it out. The only reason I don't think the sport's bigger is because more people just haven't caught it. It's
right.
Very similar to hockey to me. I don't know many people that watch a hockey match and don't become fans afterwards. You know, give it a shot. Our Mid-State Roller Derby team is going to be in Game 1 taking on the Chippewa Valley Roller Derby. And in Game 2, Mississippi Valley Mayhem will take on the Marquette Roller Derby team.
Oh, wow.
And keep in mind, in September, they've got classes starting up. I encourage you to find out more about that because it's going to be a lot of fun. They've got some great stuff going on with that one. And you can help support the great work that they are doing because this is an organization. And it's a nonprofit that puts back into its communities.
Yep.
Yes. You can find out more at join@midstater.org. Join@midstater.org. You can check that out, everybody. And I mentioned that Central Wisconsin Car Cruise, that's going on tomorrow. It kicks off at Lincoln High School. 9 a.m., the gates will open. 10 a.m., show begins. 1 o'clock, votes turned in. And 2 o'clock will be the end of the show. And the cruise leaves at 4.
All right.
The proceeds benefit local volunteer emergency services in this area. A wonderful cause. Mm-hmm. Check out the Central Wisconsin Car Cruise going on tomorrow, starting at Lincoln High School, kicking off at 9. We'll have that interview with Mandy coming up in a little bit. And that will be on our podcast sometime this afternoon.
Yeah.
And you can catch the interview during Over the Back Fence tomorrow.
That's right. Try to get that up as soon as we can. Yeah.
Join us for that, everybody. That's going to be a lot of fun. Let's take a look at some world good stories. An animal rescue place in Tennessee posted photos of a... Oh, Seth, you had something. I'm sorry. I wanted to get to. That's right.
Oh, that's right. Just want to remind everyone that the book bin is open at the Moravian Church for the book sale this fall. It'll be there till September 15th. That's Sunday. So make sure you get all your used books there. Anything you're done reading and you want to get to someone else, we do appreciate it, of course.
Duplicates on your shelf.
That's
like
right.
Found.
Exactly. And then all the proceeds go to some scholarships at Mid-State. So.
Find out more at WRMoravian.org. Stop on by over there. And a big thank you to you guys doing that. An animal rescue place in Tennessee posted photos of a kitten born with 4 ears.
Wow.
He's totally healthy. He just happens to have 2 normal ears with another set of similar ones outside.
How about that?
That said, they say he's simply irresistible and will go up for adoption soon. They named him Audio. That's perfect. He's got
that's awesome.
He's got built-in surround sound.
That's he does.
Cool. Oh, that's awesome.
It's a very cute cat, by the way. And this is really interesting, I think, for everybody. The Ice Bucket Challenge turns 10 this month.
Oh, wow.
It launched in August of 2014 and raised $220 million over the past decade to help fight and cure ALS.
Wow.
The guy who started it, Peter Frattis, who lost his battle back in 2019, his family is hoping to relaunch the challenge in full force this month to raise more money and more attention for this event. They just did a big event in Fenway Park in Boston yesterday. I'll never forget my dad doing this and how much it meant to him. He lost a good friend of his to ALS. And I know a lot of us are getting behind this one. Let's get this back going and everything. And let's maybe even in our lifetimes destroy ALS.
That'd be great.
Well, that'd be pretty cool.
That'd be fabulous.
You guys are pretty cool. Great show today and a great week by both of you. You are appreciated.
You too, man.
You too.
Be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.